Well, happy Saturday, everybody. Welcome to Whiplash Talk. This is Sunshine coming at you on a beautiful Saturday afternoon. I hope you had a good couple of weeks while we were apart. I just want to thank you for joining me, and thank you, BBS Radio, for being such great friends and partners in this talk show. It's been a ride. It's been quite the ride. When I first started, it was a tough time in my life, and I'm still going through it. I've always told you that from the very beginning, I will always tell you the truth. So it's been a tough ride, but it has been a better ride being a part of BBS Radio and being a part of everybody else's lives that are partaking of the Whiplash Talk. So I just wanted to start off today, just give you an update of kind of where I'm at and what's going on, and start with some funny stuff and some fun stuff first. And I actually started off a little garden. I've talked about gardening and stuff with you guys before, and it's kind of funny because I usually grow, okra and squash and all that kind of stuff. And then the squash bugs wipe everything out. Like last year, the squash bugs annihilated all my squash, my watermelon, my cantaloupe, my winter squash, my summer squash. And then since they kind of attacked the vines and I couldn't get on top of it, then came the powdery mildew, and, it was kind of the 1-2 punch. So I was like, well, that's not going to work. And then you hear everybody else in my area was getting attacked by the killer squash beetles, squash bugs. So I thought, forget that. So I am just growing some things I normally don't grow, so I could maybe have a couple of extra things, either can them up or just have them, in a kind of a cold storage situation, like a potato or onions, stuff like that. So I'm bought this house not very long ago, maybe a couple of years ago, and they demanded that they put in a fence. We must put in a fence. Well, of course, that raises the price, but of course then I didn't have to pay for it out of my own pocket at the time. I could just put it into the mortgage. So yeah, sure, put in a fence. Well, they had not watered the lawn for a while, and so the grass was basically brown, scorched. And, weeds and grasshoppers had taken over. And so it was a gardener's dream. It's like, man, I can start over and do whatever. Well, they put the fence down, but it wasn't healthy soil or sod or anything. And so now I've got gaps under my screening fence, and they didn't put the boards as close together as I would like. And so my security fence, everybody can see me. I could wave at people through my security fence. It's kind of funny. So I'm telling you all of this to get to the story. I have really had some good luck this year with my plants so far. No, killer fly in, eat every plant overnight has happened. It's been kind of nice. And so things are green, but the cutest little cottontail bunny has decided to hang out in my backyard. And I am like, okay, little critter, you and I are going to have to talk on this other dimensional level here, because you can eat anything in here except for the food that I'm going to eat. You can have anything. You really can. I got plenty. I've got plenty for you to eat. You can eat my grass. You can eat my marigolds. You can eat whatever, but don't eat my peppers or my tomatoes or my squash, that kind of thing. So we kind of had a little meeting of the minds. And I came home, and there's this little baby cottontail. So cute. I mean, who doesn't think bunnies are cute? I mean, you're crazy if you don't think bunnies are cute, right? So not literally. I'm not calling you crazy. Don't turn me in. But anyway, so this little bunny is in my garden, and he's eating some marigolds. I'm like, okay, you can eat some of my marigolds. That's fine. And then I look over towards where I have some peppers growing, and I'm like, get a little aggressive on those peppers, on those, because there was like a pepper laying on the ground. He didn't eat the pepper, but he just, chewed off the little branch that, he was eating the leaves off of, and there was a pepper on it. So I'm laughing, and I'm like, okay, well, I've got to figure something out. So a friend of mine, she talks about the bunnies are always visiting her yard because her yard is full of clover. So I called her this morning. I said, hey, "Hey, would you be willing to donate some clover to the cause so I can make a little planter for my bunny, my little resident bunny?" And she goes, "Sure." So I'll have to report in and tell you how it works. But I can't even believe I'm saying this. I'm going to plant clover in like a little planter box thing that I could put down on the ground. You know, it's got a little bit of a hop up to it where you can get up into it. He or she, haven't figured that one out yet. And I'm going to plant clover in my backyard in a pot, because I really would prefer to not have it in my grass, but it'll probably spread. But anyway, so I'm going to plant some clover for the bunny and see if the bunny would prefer that over the vegetables that I'm trying to grow for me. So there's my little funny gardening story. I also was really late on getting my hummingbird food out. As you guys know, I kind of had the 1-2 punch this last couple of years. And with the passing of my friend Bill on the end of March, it kind of knocked me off course on gardening for a while. And the neighbors, for instance, the neighbor's weeds across the street, their whole yard is beautiful and green right now because they keep it mowed, but it's all weeds. And it's kind of funny. I'm like, golly, their yard looks greener than mine because it's, you know, it's hot here. Anyway, I'm like, well, good for them. Well, they let them get a little long last summer. And so when the winds were blowing, which they do here, I ended up with a plethora of weed seeds in my landscaped flower bed in the front. So it has been an absolute battle to keep those weeds knocked down in my front yard, keep them pulled and that kind of thing. And so I've done the whole Epsom salt and white vinegar with a little bit of dish soap to spray, you know, dandelions, and it works, but you're going to have to, you know, stay on them. So anyway, there's a lot of weeds in there, a lot of weeds. But you know, maybe the bunny will find those and eat those. So it's kind of funny. I'm trying to get back on top of the gardening stuff. I didn't get my humming. Where I'm going with this is I got behind on weeding, and it's too hot when I get home in the end of the day, and I am watering in the morning and pull a few as I can, but there's only so many hours in a day that I can do this stuff. So I did not get my hummingbird feeders out in the spring, and so I got them out, I guess, last weekend. And I still haven't seen a hummingbird. And so my heart is just like, oh, please come back. So I'm trying to take care of Mr. Bun Bun, my little bunny that I'm calling him, Mr. Bun Bun. I'm trying to take care of him and negotiate with him, sending out those positive vibes. You are welcome in my backyard. I even have a cute little tiny chicken coop that I don't use. It's never been used. And I'm like, I'll leave it open. You just use it as your little bunny hutch. I won't close you in. You know, if there's a storm, come a running. You have your own little house, your own little bunny condo, trying to negotiate with this little critter, right? That he doesn't mow down everything that I've got in the backyard. And I'm trying to like, hey, hummingbirds, come back. I love you. I have food for you. And so it's kind of funny. It's like, okay, I'm supposed to be able to talk with these critters. So come on, critters, let's talk. So that's kind of been my gardening fun for the for the last couple of weeks. And it's been fun. It's been fun. I enjoy growing things, and I enjoy sharing things with you know, coworkers and friends and stuff too, neighbors. I don't know if you guys out there are into gardening or what you're into, but it's such an important thing right now with the energies that are going on, that we're feeling in our physical bodies. I know we're experiencing them in the spirit realm, in the higher dimensions that we are attaining to, and that we're wanting to move out of the third through the fourth and into the fifth dimension, and that we want to stay on that level. But I haven't made it there yet, guys. I'm just going to be honest. I don't stay in the fifth. And so sometimes, you know, what's going on and this moon right now, oh, It's been a really emotional weekend. It's just been it's almost like a brick wall hit me. It's kind of crazy. So I'm like, okay, well, we're going to do the show and we're just going to be honest with people and just say it's been kind of a weird week. People are acting weird and there's talks of, July 15th and 16th, energies are going to come to us, a peak and then they're going to fall. And I'm like, I'm just going to keep my vibration up as best I can. And just, I'm going to focus on the positive and bring forth to me what I bring forth to me. And that's just what I've been studying on. I've been looking at that. I've been on a website I really encourage everybody to go on is for the people dot space. And if you are familiar with Q, if you listen to Q here on BBS Radio, you've heard him mention it a lot of times. And when Asha was on the show as well, she would mention it. She does a beautiful job of getting the information out there for people, and they take hits for getting this information out. And so I encourage you to go and educate yourself. And the last couple of hours, I guess, I was really focusing on Max Spears and reading up on him, watching his video that he did in Poland, and quite interesting. And we'll get into that a little bit later in the show. But he talks about and Q has talked about and Asha has talked about and Mermaid and anybody else that is in that circle has talked about. A circle that sounds like they're in a clique, high school clique. Anyway, anybody else that is in that group of people talks about how what you focus on is what you draw to you. You're such a powerful being that you birth into existence what you're focusing on. And on the flip side of that, we've been raised from pretty much birth, but we've been raised and farmed or brainwashed, or however you want to put it, into focusing on, oh, what are they going to think about me? And I'm never going to measure up. And I'm this or I'm that. And the other day at work, I have a coworker that has some challenges with some of the coworkers, and it's real, it's legitimate. And this person always feels like there are a couple of people that are against them and treats them poorly, which I have observed. And so I'm seeing that in the low vibrational energy that impacts this person, that actually their low vibrational energy is drawing those actions to themselves and to themselves. And I'm trying to figure out how to coach because they're open, but they can't see the forest for the trees. And it is hard. It's hard for me to even change my focus whenever I am looking at what's going on in the world and the financial aspect of things, and looking at the vibrations that are going on and the actions that are going on, the wars basically that are going on behind the scenes. And how are we? It's almost like we're supposed to be Susie Sunshine and just not even really focus on that and focus on what brings us our highest and best happiness. And so going back to gardening, that is the one thing that I find that I can do when I get out in the water and I, talk to my plants or talk to my trees or talk to Mr. Bun Bun about what he's eating and what he's not supposed to eat. And get out there, I actually am able to shut off the world. I'm not constantly taking my thoughts and, commanding my spirit to take the thoughts of my head and drop them into my heart because I'm out there listening to the birds and I'm tending to things that are growing and knowing that that living organism actually is dependent upon me to keep it watered and keep it fed and to protect it from predators and that kind of thing. And so it's kind of interesting how gardening I would not have picked to be something that would have brought me great peace. I love eating fresh vegetables and fruit and stuff like that, but I never really thought that I would be the type that would be hanging out in the garden and doing those types of things. So it's funny. It's funny how you have to find your jam. You have to find what brings you happiness. And that might just be finding a happy place with a comfortable chair, a nice beverage, and a book. If you like to read. Although if you're reading for getting more knowledge on what's going on with the world, that's going to may not bring you the greatest peace in finding you that balance that we need to turn off the world and just do what brings you pleasure, do what brings you happiness that gets you up to those higher vibrational levels. Another thing I like to do is quilt and make quilts. Now, I hate sewing, and nobody will understand that unless they're a quilting person and they understand what I'm saying, but I am not one to cut out a pattern and to make a garment or to darn socks, darn you socks, or do things like that, but I do like the creative bent in designing and making quilts. I used to stick to patterns, but sometimes now, just like I do when cooking, I will find a pattern to kind of give me a template to what I need to go from, but invariably I end up deviating from the pattern a bit or sometimes a lot to be able to incorporate into the quilt the design that I want. So some quilters can't do that. Some quilters are like they stay by the pattern, they stick with the pattern, and that's what they do. I just have kind of, I don't know, I guess I'm the salmon swimming upstream. I find what I want to work from, and then I morph it into what I visualize it to be. Same thing with cooking. I might try a recipe for the first time and stick to the recipe. But normally I can look at a recipe and I can tell if it's one that would be delicious to me, to my palate. But if I added this, it would be better. So a lot of times I will deviate from recipes just because I know and I understand cooking, not baking as much because baking is more chemistry, but cooking is cooking. Baking, you've got chemistry going on there. You've got things that rise and things that do things that you need to make sure that your measurements are correct. But in cooking, I get pretty creative as well. So those are things that help me, for lack of better terms, unplug, turn off the mind, and help me get back into my heart center. Just check out. And then, of course, there's Sherman. We've talked about Sherman, how he's joined us on the show a couple of times. And he's my rescue kitty, and he was sent at the right time for the right reason. And he's been a great cat as well. And a lot of times it's really funny, not funny, it's pretty cool. I'll be doing my commands, or I'll be doing my positive affirmations, or just be trying to get my quiet alone time. And no matter where he is in the house, next thing you know, he's at my feet and this little gentle tap with the paw, maybe with just a little bit of claw, taps me on the leg just to let me know he's down there. And normally if I pick him up to hold him, he likes to be touched and snuggled, but it's on his terms. So normally if I pick him up to love on him or whatever, he stiff arms me. He likes it, but he still stiff arms me. But if I'm doing my commands and I am tapping in to source, he wants to sit there and just purr, and I'll hold him. There's no stiff arm whatsoever. He takes both paws and barely flexes his paws like onto my shoulder or whatever. And he'll sit there and he'll just look around and he'll look all around, up and upside down and backwards to see what's going on. And sometimes he'll move really quick to look. And I'm like, I wish I could see what you're seeing. I wish I could see in the spiritual realm what you're seeing, buddy. But he does not push away during that time. And he purrs and purrs and purrs. And so he's my little gentle Ben. He's funny, funny, funny boy, but he also helps me unplug and get back into my heart center. So my encouragement to you at the first part of the show is to really, again, things are getting intense. The energies out there are intense. We've talked before about the Prince of the Power of the Air. And even though you don't think you watch TV, or even though not you don't think, that sounded silly. Even though you don't watch TV, or you don't listen to secular radio, or you don't listen to things that you believe would be harmful, those radio waves are still out there. Those airwaves, those vibrations are still out there. And so they're still hitting you. They're still flowing through you on their way to somewhere else. So even though we're not, if you grew up in church, there was a song, be careful little eyes what you see, and then be careful little ears what you hear. Even if you're being careful at what you're letting in through your eyes or in through your ears into your spirit, those vibrational energies are still out there. And so when we started the show today, I was sharing with you that this has been today, this morning was tough. It was a tough morning for me. And we had the full moon and we're at summer solstice. And I don't know astrology well enough. I barely even know what my sign is. And so I don't know if I'm going to get this wrong so you guys can laugh at me. I don't know if my whatever is in the moon is in the house of the whatever, but obviously something is out there messing with my jam, because it has been a really wonky day. And I don't know how to say this other than when you're having something like that going on and you're like, why am I so emotional, or why am I so grumpy, or why am I so tired, or what is going on? Why is everybody so angry at me and cutting me off on the road and biting me at work? Try to take a different approach and try to pull yourself back a little bit. And as my friend Lucia would say, you know, kind of pull back, take like a 3-minute, 5-minute break at your desk, or pull over and pull into a parking lot and just breathe. Take in that deep cleansing breath. Hold it for a few seconds and then just exhale. And just as I say, find your center again, find your center and get back in one with source in you, and take back control of yourself in the midst of the swirling chaos that is going on in this world right now. So I encourage you, I don't know what your jam is. It may be barbecuing. It may be going to the lake. Maybe that's a blessing that you have. I don't use that word anymore. Maybe that's something that you have that you really enjoy, and you have a boat, or you fish from the banks, or whatever you like to do. Find your happy and get some more sunshine back into your life. Even if your budgets are tight, find something to do. I noticed the other day that there was a sale on an item that I really, really like. And I thought, you know what? Those would be great Christmas presents for people. And sadly, the company is going out of business. And I don't know if I can really say who it is or not, but it's a... How can I word this so everybody will know what I'm talking about? It's a wooden puzzle company, and they are going out of business. And their puzzles are amazing. They're amazing. And so you can get one of their small puzzles for like $6, $7, or $8, and they are incredible. I hope I don't get in trouble. If I do, BBS, just blank this out. I'm going to give you time to blank me out. Okay, you ready? You there at the button just in case you have to blank me out. Qurdle puzzles. And they're going out of business, and sadly, because, the economy is what's going on. But their puzzles are incredible, and they would be great presents for grandkids or for families to get a little family time. And I thought, if we get some downtime coming up with the way the world's going, and kids aren't plugged in because they can't be plugged in, maybe some puzzles around might not be a bad idea. And some of the animal puzzles they have are just so vividly beautiful. They're art. So I'm going to take a break at 2:30, just to let you know, BBS, and then we'll come back. But just find something that will help you find your center again, and make sure that center is sourcing you. Make sure you're not focusing on the negative things, because my goodness, and reading this stuff from Max Spears on forthepeople.space, thank you, Asha, so much for that website. But in reading the information on there, it's like we've created the mess that we're in right now in this universe. And it's like, oh my gosh. Let's all as a collective start focusing on raising the vibrational level. And I know that we have big warriors out there that are fighting for us behind the scenes in this major war. And as Max says, that every planet out there has, beings living on it. And so this is bigger than just our little piece of on the spot of what is called Earth. Do your part. Do your part to try to step out of the negative and step into the positive. And we're all at different levels trying to do it. And as you guys know, this is pretty new to me, so I don't have it mastered. But I do tell you, whenever I am able to tap into just doing my commands and getting my focus and finding my center and taking a few deep cleansing breaths and just finding where I am, it does truly help. And if it helps me, that means I am source and I am the energy that created everything. So if we do it as a collective, then we raise that vibration for the collective. So I am going to take a quick break. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about life. We'll talk a little bit more about Max Spears and some of the stuff that I've been studying, and we'll be back in about 2 minutes. right, everybody, I am back with you. Let's go ahead and pick up where I was at, and let's talk a little bit about, we've talked about it before, but I haven't really focused on this aspect of the way the economy is going right now. We all know groceries are more expensive, gasoline is expensive. And I was thinking, okay, I've encouraged you guys, you know, stock up on a little bit of this and, you know, some, you know, metals. If you have some, great. If you don't, you can't afford them, that's fine too. You know, maybe, you know, trying to get something set aside just in case, you know, we need some different types of ways to barter for items. But I didn't think about this. And somebody mentioned it the other day to me, and I'm like, brilliant. I hadn't thought about that. There are things that we use every month that would be very easy for us to put on our list of things to possibly have a couple of extra items on hand. Toilet paper, COVID relief. Oh, I said the COVID word. What? Thing that happened back in 2020. The toilet paper shortage was just hilarious. And it's like, but it was real. And it's like, oh my goodness. So now everybody's like, okay, we better stock up on toilet paper this time. But there are things that I didn't think about that somebody said the other day that made a lot of sense. He'd mentioned he had purchased some extra windshield wipers for their vehicles. I'm like, aha, brilliant. You know, they're already starting to have, you know, pirate issues out in the seas, you know, where they're taking over cargo ships and stuff like that. And so I'm like, oh my goodness, that's a really great idea. And I always try to keep some vehicle oil on hand for my vehicle. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to get enough for another oil change just so that way I have it. Because with the petroleum stuff that's going on and with the petrodollar coming to an end and with new nations making deals with other nations, I thought, you know, I think I'm going to stock up on some oil for my car with an oil filter. And then I thought, you know, we don't really, a lot of times people don't have a lot of extra, like maybe the intake filters for your house or your apartment for filtering for your heating and cooling system. So I got to thinking, maybe I'll just mention that on the show. I'm just going to throw it out there. I'm not saying you need to do it. But with the way the economy is going and the way that our budgets are right now, the economy is exponentially growing, and our salaries are not following, obviously. So just wanted to put that out there. Maybe think about, you know, what are some of the things that may go up in price that you don't need every month, but maybe in the future that you can get at today's prices. Here's an example. I have a water filter. Everybody knows about Berkey, probably. Berkey water filters. I have a Berkey filter on my shower head. And when I first started buying those, I wanted to say they were 30, but I'm going to say 45 just to be on the safe side. I think they were $45 for a shower filter, which sounds expensive, but it's supposed to last. I mean, it's supposed to last depending on how much you shower, but mine was lasting about a year. I take showers, don't get me wrong. That sounds kind of gross, but I take showers. But I have another bathroom, you know, so I have one with the filter and one without. So it filters out the chlorine and the fluoride and all of the bacteria nasties, and it's really a great filter. Well, the water department twice now has fried my filters because they go upstream from me, up the line from me, do some work, dig with their backhoes, and then they get sediment into the system, and it totally loads my filter. So I've gone through two filters in the course of about, I would say, 6 to 8 months, and those filters cost me $60. Well, I didn't have any on back stock, so I thought I need to stock up on those. They are now running $90 per filter. I'm like, oh my gosh. So still in the grand scheme of things, 365 days a year, if you shower every day and it's $90, that's less than a dollar a day, you know, to shower. I mean, it's, you know, okay. But still to stock up on those, that's kind of pricey if you want to stock up on, have some on hand for backup. So just kind of think, you know, even if it's higher now, what's it going to be 6 months from now or 3 months from now? So I just wanted to bring that to your attention because I hadn't thought about it. And I thought, well, I'm going to share that with my friends on Whiplash Talks and just let them know to kind of keep an eye on that. So again, let's talk about forthepeople.space. Again, Asha and team, oh my gosh, what an amazing website to really gather a lot of information from. And there was one thing on the website that really spoke to me, and it brought up a memory from back when I was married and I was living in a different area. And we went to see, it was like probably, I think the movie came out in 1996. It was Star Trek, and it was the Borg, B-O-R-G. And it came out, and I was in church. Remember how I was raised in the Christian church? So I was in church. It was a non-denominational church, but I was still pretty in tune spirit-wise. And not in tune compared to what we are now, obviously, but still in tune as best I could be, I guess. And we went to see that movie, and my husband was a big Star Trek fan, and I wasn't really into sci-fi or anything like that. But, you know, everybody watches Star Trek. Everybody does that, right? And so we went to see this, and I have never had this happen before, but I literally could not get out of that theater fast enough. I had a meltdown in the parking lot of the theater, not drawing attention to myself, but quietly communicating with my husband at the time, you know, get me out of here. Like, I could not get out of there fast enough. We got in the car and I was in tears and I was sobbing. I'm like, get me out of here. And I wasn't scolding him. I was just communicating to him the urgency that I needed to get away from that place. And as I said, I got in the car and I just kept saying that was pure evil. That was wicked. It was so real to me, and I didn't understand it. I didn't understand what was going on. Well, now I do. I have a better understanding, and I wish, I really wish I knew then what I know now, I guess. Thankfully, my ex-husband was a very kind man, and he didn't tease me or make light of the situation, and he heeded to my request and got me out of there. It's kind of interesting because I'm like, my gracious, it was uncomfortable. It was incredibly uncomfortable. And I did a little research on the Borg, and the Borg, as they called it, the origin, you know, according to Star Trek, you know, the first contact episode, the Borg were once a species similar to humanity, but they gradually developed into a partially synthetic species in an ongoing attempt to evolve and perfect themselves. They assimilated other species to acquire new technology and knowledge, eventually becoming the collective consciousness known as the Borg. And I'm like, I'll call it clowning, so that way maybe we don't get in trouble on BBS with BBS getting in trouble. But I think people know what I'm talking about, and I'm like, wow, I cannot even believe. You know, I was just getting—I mean, hair on the back of your neck standing up. I felt physically in danger, and they talked about, you know, the Borg drones, as they called them, are typically humanoid, but their physiology varied depending on the species they were assimilated from. I'm like, oh, dear God. Q would go, yes. Sorry. 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 Side note, joke, if you don't listen to Q, you won't get that. But they were capable of surviving in the vacuum of outer space and can even regenerate lost limbs. Yeah. We do have, you know, test tube people. So anyway, each drone was connected to the collective consciousness, allowing them to share knowledge and experiences. Isn't it weird how in this duality world, how, you know, you have black and white, you have left and right, you have, there's an equal and opposite kind of reaction to the action kind of thing. And so isn't it interesting how we are source, we all are source. And they're saying that, you know, they're connected, you know, that each drone is connected to the collective consciousness, allowing them to share knowledge and experiences. So they bring in bits and pieces of what is good and pure in this world, in this dimensional experience that we're having. I'm trying to pick my words here. And yet they twist it into such an evil, wicked, assimilation of species against their wills. And I'm like, I'm just shaking my head because I had no idea. I just knew that it was pure wicked evil. And I could not get out of there fast enough. And then, you know, the goals of the Borg, the ultimate goal was to attain perfection through the assimilation of diverse sentient species, technologies, and knowledge, which would be added and absorbed into the hive mind. I'm like, there they go twisting that. It's, ah. And they believe that is that this is the only way to achieve true perfection and become a superior being. And that just makes me think, okay, there's a few families, trying not to get too into it here, but there's a few families that are high up that that's all they want. They want perfection and they want to be the superior beings, and the rest of us are worthless eaters and on a slave planet, and, you know, they're trying to wipe us out with, you know, things that go in our arms and by changing our food and by making things that go cluck cluck into things that are grown into a test tube now that have real bones, but they're not real bones, but they look like they have real bones, but they're kind of weird looking. So, and then, you know, they're wiping out the whole panhandle of Texas, you know, with their harp through fire to wipe out, you know, the biggest beef producer. And so they're trying to, you know, get chemicals on our food and wipe out the worthless eaters. So I'm like, of course we would not have seen this back then when this came out in 96. I'm sure some people did. I was clueless. I was clueless in my human form, but my spirit, my source in me, rose up on this one. And so, you know, they believe, as I said, that this is the only way to achieve their true perfection and become a superior being. And then the technology, the Borg possessed advanced technology that allowed them to travel through space and time, as well as to assimilate and adapt to new technologies. I'm just going to say AI and keep going. They are known for their cube-shaped vessels, which are capable of transporting and assimilating entire civilizations, and on and on and on, you know, that kind of stuff. And so it's kind of funny. Pop culture has kind of picked up their iconic design and their catchphrase, you know, resistance is futile kind of thing. And so my encouragement to you right now is absolutely resistance is not futile. So, resist, fight, keep yourself balanced and centered. Keep your source. Keep source in you, guiding you and directing you and leading you, and stay plugged in. Keep in your heart center. Take all your thoughts captive. You know, command your spirit to take the thoughts in your head and drop them into your heart, and always work out of your heart center. That is something that Max Spears had really taught on, and he has a page or Asha or whomever's people that were working for the people that space. I don't know if Asha has had help or not. I'm assuming she has. But someone had posted a lot of Max Spears stuff, and there was one on here. It talks about universal change is an exact reflection of internal change. And he said, and this is, it's a quote that he had said. He said, "We are not just one atom of life in a very large Borg-like mentality. We are also the whole in and of itself. Everyone else's experiences and learning are also available for us to learn from with just a little focus. We have all the creative power of the universe behind us, and yet feel powerless to even change our own little worlds. If we do not change ourselves and accept ourselves, where then will the change in consciousness begin? Universal change is an exact reflection of internal change. They move and flow in unison with each other and always have. The controlling consciousness that is losing power by the second has to constantly reinforce division. The Machiavellian divide and conquer that continues to pervade this frequency is their primary mechanism for containment. Once singularity is recognized on a collective level, the game is over. We're hurtling towards that point at an amazing speed now. That's why the current controllers have to up their game to continue to maintain control." So that's kind of what I wanted to bring that up earlier when I was talking about, you know, if we can all work together to raise our consciousness, to be that creative power that we were created to be, and to not focus on who's talking about us or who's being mean to us or, you know, challenges we have either at work or at home or financially or relationally, you know, heartbreaks that have happened or great losses that have happened. It's tough to hear. And, you know, Q even said it to me whenever I had asked on one of the shows. I'm like, how does one grieve properly without the risk of being, you know, abducted? You know, how do you grieve properly? Because, my heart was broken. And his answer was, it was hard. It was true. It was hard. And I've worked with, of course, Lucia Nicola Evans on working through some stuff in a safe environment. But his answer to me was, it's in the past. We don't focus on the past. You know, we're in the now, we're here, and, you know, we're working on, you know, how are we going to help civilization? How are we going to help people? It's all about helping people. For me, I've always felt a call for philanthropy, being philanthropic. And so it's all about helping people. And so I'm not going to tell you that I don't have emotional times when I'm heartbroken, because I'm human. I'm human, but I'm also source. And so I'm trying to decrease the human emotional programming, not ignore it and not stuff it to where I'm not healing, but I'm trying to decrease in that, and I'm trying to increase and feed source in me, discover source in me, discover the power of source in me. So I do have the power to move through the healing and to move on to, you know, I'm here for a purpose, and two people that I greatly loved are gone. So why am I still here? There's a purpose. There's a reason. And the fighter in me is like, well, let's get it on. Let's figure out what it is and let's move on. Let's get to it. So I really encourage you to recognize that we are hurtling towards that point at an amazing speed now. And they're having to up their game to continue to maintain control. Q has taught us that they are having to up their game because they can't keep up with us. So as we continue to tap in and learn more about source in us and the power that we have and the beings that we are, remember this. You actually have a name you probably don't know, but you are source first. And so you have a name. You have a name. So remember that you're that entity, your source first, and your human second. So as I said, that duality thing, you've got that source situation going on and you've got the human thing going on. But everything around us, the swirling chaos around us that I say, is focused on the human that you are. But try to focus more on source. I sometimes focus on and just say, you know, may source increase in me as I decrease. May I decrease and source increase. And it works. There's a song. It was really kind of funny. Somebody gave me a song to sing. And it's a silly little ditty, but it actually is quite nice because I really didn't think that I didn't love myself. Got it, BBS. Thank you. I really didn't think that I didn't love myself. I do love myself, but sometimes you have to remind yourself that you love yourself. And so it's a song that just tells you, you know, I love me, I love me, I love me. And maybe on one of the shows I'll sing it. I don't know. But just tell yourself that you love you. Just say it, put it in first person and just say, I love me. I love me. Focus on that. I really thank you for joining me today. Thank you for listening to my little gardening funnies. If you'll put your positive commands out there with me, and we'll draw the hummingbirds to my garden, and we'll have Bun Bun eat his own clover and not my peppers or tomatoes, that'd be great. I encourage you guys to come back in 2 weeks. Stay tuned for Q. The next 3 hours will be Q, and it's always, always great information. I really appreciate you guys for joining me here on Whiplash Talks, and I will see you guys back here in 2 weeks. All right, have a great day, and I'll catch you guys soon.